I see it.
This is Alan Karpik and with Everett Pickens, and may not be a household name for Purdue receivers, but he ought to be, because he in 1981 and 82 came to Purdue as a junior college transfer, made a difference for Coach Jim Young as a receiver and Coach Leon Burnett, and has some great stories when it comes to that. And today's his birthday, 62 years young. He looks like he could still play, and that's a good thing. But Everett, I know this is the highlight of your media career, but welcome to the Arnie's Birthday Zoom.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you know, and you and I have gotten to know each other a little bit just by going back and forth, and I think that was neat to connect, because I remember number 5 and a diminutive type. You're 5'10", a small receiver, but a small-ish receiver, though there are a lot of guys in the league that are at that size. But you came to Purdue as junior college transfer from junior college. And Purdue had an influx of several guys: Steve Bryant, James Looney, and I want to say
Robert Thomas.
Yeah, Robert Thomas, et cetera. Tell the story about how you got to Purdue, and how did it ever come on your mind? And had you ever heard of Purdue prior to getting the offer to come to play football for Jim Young and Leon Burnett?
Actually, I never heard of Purdue. I had no idea that they were looking at me until my coach called me in the office and told me they wanted to offer me a trip to Purdue. And when I went to Purdue, I was taken right away by just the students, how they kind of catered to us, to say the least. And I was locked in on Purdue after my visit. I never told anyone that, but I was. But I wanted to take all the trips, of course.
Yeah.
Because it was a new experience, to say the least.
What happened? Where else did you visit? Did you make any other official
visits? Yeah, I went to the University of Wisconsin. I went to Cal State Long Beach. Went to Missouri, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Cal State Fullerton, and Purdue.
Yeah,
I think we're entitled to 6 trips. I think.
A good way to see a lot of the country and have an opportunity to do that. When you met, was it Leon Burnett that you first met? Tell me about who from Purdue really recruited you, because I know Leon did a lot of recruiting in the LA area, and with again James Looney and Mark Brown, etc. But tell me about that.
Actually, Leon Burnett came down to Southwest Junior College. A little bitty office we sat in, and I remember he was talking about the kickoff returns at the junior college, where I averaged, I think it was a little bit over 36 yards return, a couple took touchdowns, and that's what really had drawn Purdue's eyes on me. It was actually the kickoff return ability, not to mention that I had the 17 touchdowns that year coming out of Southwest.
When you got to Purdue, what was that like for you? I mean, it's West Lafayette is a long way from LA. It's also a very different environment. Were you homesick? Did you get used to it quickly? Did you have time to get homesick? Did you get tossed right into the frying pan playing college football?
Actually, I didn't get homesick. I was all geared for the challenge of everything, the change of environment.
Yeah.
I was ready to leave the city, per se, to have a new experience in another place, far away from home.
Yeah.
So I never really felt that way, because me, Mel Gray, couple guys, we stayed back during the summers. Cliff Benson, we took our trips, and I stayed there. And I'm looking back, I'm going, wow,
yeah.
You know, I did some of these things without even really doing a lot of talking about it. It's amazing how I was just kind of in my own little world, but still wanting to, be my best, so to speak.
Yeah, I know that. And then here's a guy in your first career receptions, a 51-yard. You were a big play guy. I mean, like I said, almost a third of your career receptions went for touchdowns at Purdue. But also, your first career reception was a big game against Notre Dame, September 26, 1981. Mm-hmm. And you catch a 51-yard pass on your first play. We'll talk about that. Then we'll talk about one of the most famous plays in the history of Purdue football that you had kind of an interesting perspective on. But let's talk about the 50. What do you remember about the 51-yard catch in the first half against the Fighting Irish?
I remember catching that ball on the it was on the Notre Dame sideline, if you recall, in the if you saw the video.
Yeah.
And it was Dave Dorson.
Yeah.
That was covering me. And I just remember catching it for the big play on the sideline. And I remember Dave Dorson hit me. And the ball, you know, of course, I was on the sideline, but the catch was good, but the ball came out. That's what I remember most about that 51.
Well, it's only been 40 years, so that's okay. Your memory's good. But then later in that game, Purdue's down 14-7. Notre Dame scores late in the fourth quarter, goes ahead on a Phil Carter 30-yard run. You're going against the wind, a very warm day in September, and going up in the last minute and a half. Scott Campbell's scrambling around. He sees number five in the corner of the end zone. I don't know. But he also sees, I don't know if he saw number one, Steve Bryant. Mm-hmm. The ball, urban legend says the ball was intended for you in the corner, and Steve Bryant got held up in the wind, and Steve Bryant came and swooped it, caught the touchdown. Or I didn't, was it a touchdown or he gets
got it was down a touchdown.
It was touchdown. And then of course Purdue goes for the 2-point conversion and wins game. What were your memories of that?
The memory of that was, well, one, we won. It was a comeback. That was first the excitement of coming back was huge. I remember that. And I also remember Steve coming taking it. Taking the ball. So those are the two things that I remember most on that particular play.
That 15-14 win spurred on a little celebration and beating Notre Dame. Did you ever think growing up you're going to play in a game where you're going to beat Notre Dame? That had to be quite an experience.
Oh, absolutely. It was all amazing. Not really feeling the moment.
Yeah.
And as I reflect now, is bigger than I could have ever imagined, to be frank.
And, you know, another one of your biggest game, I think, your career in terms of numbers was against Illinois that same year, your junior year. You came in as a junior college transfer and played 2 years, 81 and 82 seasons. 8 catches, 128 yards, and I think a couple touchdowns against mm-hmm. the Fighting Illini. Scott Campbell had a very good game that day. What was it like, you know, playing with Scott, you know, a guy that was the heir apparent to Mark Herman the year before, came in and was really an accomplished quarterback, but a sophomore. I mean, he was a younger guy and had to do some leadership from that standpoint. What was it like playing with Scott and what do you remember at all from that Illinois game where you had that big day?
I remember Scott coming to me and saying, "Hey, you know, we're going to be looking for you a pick." When that play was called, he looked at me and said, "Here we go."
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, it's time to make a play." And that I remember, that's what I remember in the huddle. So here we go, pick, here we go. Gonna run that 7 route, which was a post.
Yeah. And that was what you did. That was speed was your, you know, you,
yeah.
They talk about, you know, Purdue has a guy that you've heard of, Rondale Moore, that was a first team All-American as a freshman. Yeah. He had pro day yesterday, ran a, I don't know, 4.33. You were in that range as well. Yes. I mean, you were a fast guy in the 40.
Yeah, my 40 was a 4.37.
Yeah, that's quick.
Fastest ever.
Yeah.
That I recall.
What, when you look back and you've heard from Scott Campbell, you said of late here recently, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. talk about the guys that you, from the team that you, you know, not only Scott, but any others that you've been able to stay in contact and maybe from that perspective?
From that perspective, I talked to well over a dozen of guys, pretty regular in a way of at least within a year.
Yeah.
Of once or twice we talk, like Scott Cliff, Rodney Carter. I talk to Dave Fry all the time, Mike Brown. Oh gosh, I don't know if you remember Faulkner.
He was
a big game against, I just talked to him the other
Jeff
day.
Jeff Fulmer,
thank
you. Yeah, oh yeah, but big game against Michigan.
Exactly.
Because he was almost a walk-on, came on against Michigan, ran for over 100 yards in the
80s. Absolutely. So yeah, so I'm talking to guys all the time, not to mention, you know, the things that I'm doing within the communities, if you will.
All right, well, I want to ask you first about your birthday, because it is number 62, and all birthdays are good you're pretty fit looking 62. But what, any family traditions or events that have happened on your birthday over the years that say, and how have you historically celebrated your birthdays typically?
My thing, I have a daughter, Adia Pickens, and I have a son, Dominique Pickens. And those are my rewards for the most part on my birthday, hearing from them and them saying, Dad, happy birthday. And I love you. That's huge.
Yeah, it doesn't get any bigger than that.
Yeah.
That's a thing that when you have kids, you never look that down at all. That's one of the best gifts in the world. Absolutely. Tell me about what you've done professionally after your days at Purdue. What's your path been? Where are you living now? And why you're hopeful about the next few years of your life in terms of what's upcoming?
Well, I right now, the things that are going on in my life when it comes to my career.
Yeah.
After football, I had a short stint with Buffalo in 83. Didn't make the team. I was released due to injury. I actually tore my hamstring, and that became an issue, and then they released me. After that, I run into a gentleman that was had a huge business when it came to stocks and things like that, and I found some interest in it, and I was involved from an entrepreneur standpoint. Guy, and I said, wow, I can make more money here than I could have made in the NFL.
Yeah.
I was comparing the two.
Yeah.
The checks that I was getting from the NFL, I was comparing to what I could get going into this career. So I've been in the entrepreneur business for over 30 years. I've got my own company, Power Consultants. And what we do is we deal with companies from a small business standpoint. We want to help those areas that don't actually have access to a lot of the things to start their business. They don't know how to do all of that, LLCs and things like that. And we turn Power Consultants into empowering the communities. Mm-hmm. And that's a nonprofit organization that I actually have now. And I'm just addressing these things across the country and want to make a difference in those communities that don't have the tools to learn from the kids' standpoint. That's what I'm doing now. I'm passionately, involved with that. That's huge for me. It's been sitting doormat in me for years, and it's never too late. And things happen when they happen, and now that I'm fully engaged in that. And that's the whole purpose of me reuniting with all these guys from the NFL, from Purdue, that support what I'm doing now when it comes to the nonprofit. That's huge to me to see these kids have the proper tools to get a good education.
And somebody took a risk for you and gave you an opportunity. And that's an important thing as well. I mean, an opportunity to get back. And in the LA area, is that where home is?
Yes, home is here in Los Angeles. It's just where I grew up. And we didn't have anyone supporting those things when I was in school.
Yeah, I'm sure
that's it was, you know, I think Kermit Washington came when I was a little kid to my school, and I sat out with my legs crossed, and he was always talking about school.
Yeah.
And that's very important to me. And I speak to my kids about that. Any child or any kid, I should say, school first, above everything else.
College sports 40 years later, you know, it's a different world. We all know that. We've all lived in the last year plus with COVID. That's been a challenge, not only in LA, but everywhere in the world. But also social justice, being a young man playing sports. What's your message? What would be your message to kids today as they make their way not only into college sports, but what's after that for them?
My recommendation or suggestion to any kid that's looking for a way to make their life better would be first, stay close to home, because I think it starts at home.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're affiliated with people that are trying to go to school, that's trying to do something for themselves. Be real careful who you pick as your friends.
Yeah.
Everybody's not your friend.
Yeah.
And really, really focus in on school and sit towards the front of the class.
Ah, I like that one. Yeah. I didn't figure that out till I was about a junior in college. It really was a good idea to sit at the front of the class, and even a better idea to pay attention. So
absolutely. All of that. Yes.
Yeah, no question. All right. Now you get a chance to watch a little bit of Purdue sports, I assume. Obviously the NCAA tournament didn't go quite as planned for the
Bulldogs. Yeah, disappointing.
But a lot of you get a chance to connect from that standpoint. You get to watch Jeff Brohm. You'd have flourished in Jeff Brohm's offense, I think, as a guy that could do some things in space and get open downfield.
Say that again.
Well, I'm just saying, with Jeff Brohm, the Purdue's head football coach, and the opportunity to play now. Have you had a chance to watch Purdue play in football and had the opportunity to, you know, keep up with how the Boilermakers are and that pass happy offense
that
you dealt with in college, but it's even different now?
You know, different now. It's they got that free, you know, they got more room to maneuver from a receiver standpoint, opposed to hands-on when I play.
Yeah.
It's a lot more, you know, physical within that those 5 yards. It was tough.
Yeah.
And now in that system, wow, that would be awesome to play under that system that he's running. I would love that. To answer your question,
it's a receivers, paradise, and they have some good ones. They've got a good one. Obviously, Rondale Moore went through pro day yesterday, but David Bell, number three, is as good as it's been at that position as well. It will be interesting to watch the Boilermakers in 2021 and see where that passing offense goes. It's going
to That's and it's strange. Chris, you know Chris Scott, remember?
Chris, defensive lineman.
I speak with him, and he helped me in some ways with the nonprofit, because he has a nonprofit, Boys to Men. I don't know if you
know. No, I did not know that. I have not connected with Chris, but I need to
Okay. Anyway, he's doing really good in Cleveland. But I met a gentleman, actually. We were speaking about an investment opportunity, just business period. And he's run a newspaper in Cleveland for 70 years. He's 95. Yeah. Might be the sharpest 95-year-old guy I ever met in my life. Yeah. He's just into it. Anyway, he has handed over a 70-year-old business to me to take it to the digital stage of a national paper. In other words, the Cleveland Community News has expanded to California as part of the national network and community news. And that is another thing that's attached to the empowerment that we're doing with the kids and the community businesses, you name it. I just wanted to put that in there because that's huge to me. I don't know much about advertising or anything like that, but the guy tells me I'm doing a great job.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and God love you. You're a publisher, man. That's a challenging deal in any environment, but good for you. And it sounds it's a good business. So Well, Everett, I want to say I hope you're doing something fun tonight. And I know I hope your children give you a call. That all is a good thing.
They have.
and we'll look forward to, you know, there'll be a day maybe when you come to West Lafayette, we'll look forward to connecting because it'd be fun
that
to do
would be
that.
Awesome.
There'll be that anniversary. Well, that's right. You know, I don't know what they'll do for they usually do 25 and 50 year anniversaries for teams, but you need to get back to West Lafayette and reconnect. And it sounds like you're already doing a great job of that, but have a great birthday. Thanks so much for your time. We'll connect again, I'm sure.
Al, I really want to thank you, Alan, for giving me the time here to speak with you. And I look forward to that day coming soon.
And we'll have to go to Arnie's, and we want to at some point in time, too. Thanks to Arnie's, too, for sponsoring the Arnie's Birthday Zoom. Everett Pickens, now part of an exclusive club of Arnie's Birthday Zooms. But in all seriousness, we're grateful for your time and great interview. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Enjoy your day as well.